الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الأنبياء، الله سبحانه وتعالى said كل نفس ذائقة الموت، كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون. الله said every living thing will taste death. And we test you with shar and with khair, with difficulty, with evil, with problems, and with khair, with plenty, with ease, with happiness. Wa ilayna turja'un, and to us is your return. I remind myself and you that again and again and again the Quran has mentioned these realities of life. The fact that we are not in this world forever. The fact that we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. And the fact that everything we get in this life, whether it is good or whether it is not good, whether it is something which we like or whether it is something we dislike, whether it is ease, whether it is difficulty, richness or poverty, sadness or happiness, health or sickness, all of these are tests. Now, our tendency is to see only the negatives as tests, only the difficulties as tests. Even the, you know, if you see the good people, alhamdulillah, those who are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, those who have some knowledge of Islam, if they are in any difficulty, they will say, you know, I'm going through a test, please make dua for me. Main bas aazmaish se guzar raha hu, mere se dua kariye. Magar agar koi kisi ko koi agar paisa mila ya kisi ka koi fayda hua, to aap kabhi nahi sunenge unhe bola main aazmaish se guzar raha hu. Have you ever heard this? Somebody who gets suddenly some wealth, maybe some piece of land which was lying there, which had no value, somebody now suddenly offers you $10 million for it. Some old case which has been pending for decades comes in your favor. Or some whatever. I mean, in Hyderabad we have seen so many such cases. People with suddenly who became wealthy, if it was not for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the land or old houses which their ancestors left them, the same people would be selling soap and oil on the street. That's the only qualification they had. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused this thing to happen, today they are all sitting, you know, very wealthy and wise. But I have not yet heard anybody in that situation saying, I'm going through a test, please make dua for me. Just reflect on this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kabhi sune aapko, kuch acha hua to, haan, meri aazmaish se guzar raha hu. Meri sehat bilkul achhi hai, main aazmaish se guzar raha hu. I am very healthy, alhamdulillah, I have no problems. I just had a complete test, complete health assessment, absolutely no problem. I am going through a test, please make dua for me. We never do that. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Wa nabluukum, and you will be tested, we will test you. Bisharri wal khayri fitra. Both are tests, both are fitan. And that's the reason I'm saying, I'm reminding myself, is because this is one of the big traps of shaitan. That shaitan takes us away from this understanding that both good and evil, whatever it is a test. Today, for example, one of our elders, she's a very elderly person. She, you know, so people tend to be forgetful and so on. And I remember a couple of years ago, she used to wear a diamond ring. And she must have, while making wudu or something, she left it in the washroom in her own house. And then it was missing. So a lot of people, you know, they said, oh, you must do this, do that. Call the police, send, hand over all the servants to the police. He said, no, I will not do any of that. Alhamdulillah, they are serving me. I have no problem with them. Let them be there. And they said, no, but it was so, so valuable, that ring, that, you know, solitaire, diamond, this, that. And then they asked her, how is it you are not bothered? You are sitting very calmly. And she made a beautiful remark. She said, hai bol ke gai na. Imagine, think about this. Today, we get very worried, you know. We say, oh, you know, I have this property. I want to rent it. Nobody takes it. So, this is a musibat. What would have been the musibat if you had no property in the first place? Then you wouldn't have had the rent problem in the first place, no? There are people who have no housing problem because they are living on the street. They have no children problem because they have no children. There are people who have no food problem because they have no problem of being overweight. They don't have to go for a walk every day, or they don't have to go to the gym. Why? Because they don't have enough food to eat. So automatic diet. Tell me, how many of you would like such problems? Those who complain. This problem, that problem. Allah can make you problem free, believe me. Allah can make you absolutely problem free. We must make shukr. So I said, Subhanallah, what a wonderful lady. That she said, Alhamdulillah, Allah ne diya tha, isliye to gayi. He said, well, because Allah gave me, it was lost. Alhamdulillah, as long as I enjoyed it. Gaya, hukus, I am not bothering about it. Fitan, both, shar and khair. And as I said, we talk about the difficulties, but when we get ease, we forget them. And this was the opposite of the behavior of the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A very simple thing, the Sahaba, Sayyidina Ali comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, is Allah displeased with me? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, why do you ask that? He said, because for the last 2-3 days, I have had no guests. Last 2 or 3 days, there is no guest. They would get worried if they had to eat a meal by themselves, their own family. After 1 or 2 meals, they would get worried. What is wrong? Something is wrong. Allah is not sending anybody to my house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not sending me any guests. And today we live in a world, if a guest comes, we say, Allah musibat, ye kahan kisko khilao? Nuisance. Whole thinking has to change. Our thinking has to change. Because only from the thought will come the action. If the thinking itself is wrong, then action cannot happen. How can right action come from wrong thought? And that is why I remind myself and you, the purpose of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is to remind ourselves. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I will test you with goodness and with evil, then let us beware. When we have things which are going well for us, alhamdulillah, and things are going well for us. Things are going well for us. Today, our big concerns, if I can call it that, is who will win the election. Who cares who will win the election? There are people, there are people in other parts of the world whose concern is whether I will be alive tomorrow morning. Because there are soldiers roaming the streets and shooting people at sight. We forget the value of living in a country where we live without a thought for safety. Absolutely no thought. We are happily. We go to work, we come back home. When we go to work, your wife and your children are not worried. Is my father going to come back home or not? Do you think anyone in this place is worried? No. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Do you think this is the state with everywhere in the world? Don't fool yourself. It's not the state with everywhere in the world. And I'm not talking about war zones. I'm not talking about places where actual war is going. No, I'm talking about countries. There's no war. There's nothing. But the system of security is so, you know what I... system of security is so dicey that quite literally, every morning when the husband goes to work, when the children go to school, when the wife wants to go for shopping or something, they are actually not sure whether they will come back home in one piece or not. And this is a daily issue. It's not that it happens at some time or, you know, because at the time of some tension or nothing. Every day of their life, this is their reality. In countries where there is no war, there is no occupation forces, there is no nothing. Normal life is going on. Democratic countries, not dictatorships, but social, say, the actual security situation is so bad. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us in a place, happily we come, our property is safe, we are safe, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in absolute peace and calmness and tranquility. This is a test. This is a test. What will you do in this test? Do you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you enumerate His blessings and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah, you gave me safety. Alhamdulillah. Believe me, all these futur in the mind of money and investment and income and everything will vanish. It will vanish like a wisp of mist if your security falls, comes into question. You will forget all this like a dream the minute your life gets threatened. Everything will vanish. Alhamdulillah, Allah kept us away from that. Away from that. What will you do with money? You don't even know if you will be awake. You will wake up tomorrow morning or not. What to do with money? All of us are concerned with being overweight. We will do dieting and exercise and all that. We will be very good if we have less money. We will have less food to eat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free us from all tests and to help us to pass those tests. So never ever bring a word of complaint to your tongue. Never, for nothing. And when you have wealth, when you have health, when you have safety and so on and so forth, consider it to be a test. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease that test and to make us pass this test, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to enable us to do that which is pleasing until the day that we meet Him, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.